today's Kids Corner, there's been a robbery in Turin, and Liz is hot on the trail.
Don't worry, Granny. We'll catch the thief. Lock all the doors. Nobody gets in or out of Big Daddy-O's until the case is solved. Maury, go get Lucille. We'll need the press on our side on this one. Oh, and find Cammy. She's the best forensics expert in this town. And after that, round up the usual suspects.
Check.
Stay tuned. Time for Kids Corner's Liz and Friends.
Hi, Liz.
30 minutes of adventure.
It's only the coolest and most popular club in school.
With Liz, Lucille, Skink, Spike, Scooter, Grandpa Noli, and all their friends.
It isn't Liz and Lucille.
So get set for lifetime adventures.
Oh, I can't believe this.
With Liz and Friends.
That is one strange lizard.
There are few annual events in Turin more exciting than the Pi R Round Festival, and this year's 10th anniversary celebration is no exception. All of Turin is abuzz over who will win the prized Blue Spatula Award for baking the town's tastiest pie. Last year's runner-up, Big Daddy-O's, has enlisted the help of the town's most renowned baking expert for this year's competition.
Morning, Liz, Maury. Have a seat at the counter.
Hi, Granny. What's the big emergency?
Yeah, you said you needed us right away. Is everything all right?
Well, boys, I'll level with you. The answer is not really.
What's wrong?
The competition. That's what's wrong. It's fierce this year. And if Big Daddy-O's gonna have half a chance to take that blue spatula, we need some expert tasters on our side to get our recipes just right. So what do you say?
Well, I don't know. Pie tasting sounds like a pretty thankless job to me.
Really? Because I thought it sounded pretty great. Do you know something I don't?
Relax, Maury. Granny, we're in.
Oh.
Glad to hear it.
Hey, I don't mean to pry, Granny, but how come you aren't entering this year?
Oh, I guess you kids are just too young to remember. I went home with the blue spatula for the first 5 years of the festival. They politely asked me to retire. Now I just help out where I can. Big Daddy-O's asked me to be on their staff this time around. All right, then. This here is our latest stab at Gator Berry Surprise. We've got a couple of other ones cooling on the sill. So, take a bite and give us your verdict.
Oh, man.
Delicious. Oh.
All right, I'm not sure. I think I'm going to need at least 3 or 4 more slices before I can tell you anything.
A nice try, Liz. How about you, Maury? Your mama's quite the cook. I bet taste runs in the family.
Actually, that's nearsightedness. And allergies and clumped toes, hence the name.
Oh,
and deviated septums.
How's it taste, Maury?
Oh, fine, fine. Except maybe it stayed in the oven a little too long.
Oh, overcooked, is it? Must be these newfangled convection ovens. Well, back to the drawing board. How about you kids fetch that other Gatorberry surprise on the windowsill? We took it out just a little earlier.
Maury, will you do the honor?
Sure, I'll get it. And thanks for the taste test, Granny.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
Oh, don't thank me yet. There's plenty more tasting where that came from. Chances are you'll be sick of pie before all this is over.
Oh, Granny, please. There is no such thing as being sick of pie during the Pie R Round Festival. It's tradition.
Really, now? Well, then, you ever think about doing a tour of kitchen duty yourself?
Nah, I'll stick to eating. Like my mom says, I tried boiling water once, but I burned it.
Ah, so that was you, huh? Say, where's Lucille? I bet she's up for a little taste testing.
Oh, the paper's got her covering the festival. She's been running around all day looking for a good angle.
Maybe she just found one.
It's gone!
Come again, Maury.
The Gatorberry surprise in the windowsill. It's gone.
What?
It's been pie-napped.
Who would do a thing like that? Swipe a pie right out of the windowsill?
Don't worry, Granny. We'll catch the thief. Lock all the doors. Nobody gets in or out of Big Daddy-O's until the case of the purloined pie is solved. Maury, go get Lucille. We'll need the press on our side on this one. Oh, and find Cammy. She's the best forensics expert in this town. And after that, round up the usual suspects.
Check. So I can leave?
Well, yeah. Go.
Okay, so then that whole thing about nobody getting in or out.
Yeah, that was dramatic effect. Get going.
Right. Just checking.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I couldn't exactly go get everybody and bring them back here if nobody could get in or out. And even if I could manage to get out.
All right. Let's go together.
Okay.
story didn't have to go far. News of the pilfered pie spread quickly through the town, attracting a crowd of lizards to the scene of the crime. After all, there's no bigger news during the festival than crimes against pie. Among the crowd was Lucille, with her reporter's notebook handy.
Liz, what's going on? What happened?
You mean you haven't heard?
Well, I heard something about a pie, but that's all I know.
Oh, just a pie? That could have been the one.
The one what?
The one perfect pie for the contest. Big Daddy-O's has been working all morning fine-tuning their recipe.
Ah, the contest. That's all anybody's talking about. There's got to be another angle on this story. What do you think? I've been looking for a good one all day. Is this a scoop?
Is it a scoop? It's the whole ice cream carton. A pie was pie-napped from Big Daddy-O's right from their windowsill.
Somebody stole a pie?
Yeah.
And right before the baking competition?
Uh-huh.
What a story. Where did you say it was?
Right in the windowsill, cooling off.
Wait a minute. You mean that windowsill?
Yeah, the open one.
That's really terrible. They stole it?
That's what I've been saying. Lucille, are you feeling okay?
Yeah, I just had too much pie.
Liz.
It's all they sell out there, you know.
Liz, what's all this business about rounding up people?
Hey, Grandpa. It's just a little detective lingo. We're hot on the trail of a pie swiper.
Yeah, so I gathered. But before we do anything else, let's review some facts, huh? What do we know?
Oh, I've got it all written down. Saturday, 1:30 p.m., Gatorberry Surprise number 17 begins cooking. Saturday, 2:30 p.m., Gatorberry Surprise number 17 finishes cooking. Saturday, 2:31 p.m., Gatorberry Surprise number 17 placed on windowsill for cooling purposes. Saturday, 2:35 p.m., Gatorberry Surprise number 17 discovered missing from the windowsill. Saturday, 2:45 p.m., Liz reads notes to Grandpa.
Yeah, thank you, Liz. That was very thorough.
Saturday, 2:46 p.m., Grandpa thanks Liz for being thorough.
You can stop now, Liz.
Right. 2:46:30, Liz stops reading notes to Grandpa.
Is anything else missing?
We looked through the kitchen and everything is accounted for. Looks like they were only after the pie.
What are you thinking, Grandpa? An inside job?
I doubt it.
Yeah, that makes two of us. It looks like we're dealing with an isolated incident. A solo pie napper acting alone, and not one of those organized pie-stealing syndicates.
Hey, not so fast.
Skink?
What are you doing here?
What do you think? One of you here is a thief.
Skink, are you telling us that you have a pie missing?
Isn't that what I've been saying? Somebody ripped off a cinnamon apple showcase, and when I find out who, I'm gonna pound the twerp into the ground. You listening, Lacerda?
Hey, I'm no thief. Certain members of the Iguanas, on the other hand, are a different
story. I'd watch my mouth.
Yeah, and I'd wash my apron. Yours has Gatorberry juice all over it.
Apron? Wait a minute. Since when do you wear an apron, Skink?
None of your business.
Oh, come on, Skink. You're a walking pile of evidence. Case closed. Grandpa, take him away.
Not so fast,
Liz. Come on.
I have it on good authority that the Iguanas have been top competitors in the baking contest for the last 5 years.
Hey,
really?
No way.
It's a lie.
I know you don't like to be flashy about it. The last 3 years running, they've competed under a pseudonym, calling themselves Consolidated Conglomerate. Incorporated. Skink here, like most iguanas, knows his way around the kitchen.
Oh, man. The iguanas in the baking contest? That is hysterical.
Would you pipe down? I've got an image to protect.
But if he knows his way around the kitchen so well, he'd also know how to steal a pie, wouldn't he?
Hey. Can I interject?
Hi there, Cammy. When'd you walk up?
Actually, I've been standing here for quite some time.
Oh, really?
Your preoccupation with the missing pastries prevented you from noticing me.
Of course. What's on your mind?
We have yet to ask a most important question. We must consider the fact that the missing Gatorberry Surprise was stolen between 2:31 p.m. and 2:35 p.m., according to Liz's extensive notes. Beyond the questions of Skink's culinary experience, the pertinent inquiry is one of Skink's whereabouts during that window of time, and if he has an alibi.
Me? What about you?
I happen to have my own alibi. You may investigate it at your leisure, Grandpa Noli.
All right. Granny, would you mind checking up on Cammy? I'd like to stick with these fellas for a while longer.
My pleasure, Grandpa. Let me know what you find out.
Likewise. Now, Skink, where were you for those 4 minutes?
Walking into town from my place.
Did anyone see you?
No, everybody's too busy making pies or eating them or pointing fingers. What's your story, Lizarardo? Where were you?
I was right here, eating. And unlike you, somebody did see me. Several somebodies, in fact. Granny, Maury, and everybody else in here. My hands are clean. Yours have flour all over them.
Well, that's because I've been baking pie.
All right, that's enough. Now, we're not getting anywhere. Skink, this pie you said was stolen
from... Not just any pie. My cinnamon apple showcase.
Yeah, cinnamon apple, right. Just when did you notice it was missing?
I don't know. Sometime around 2, I guess. All I know is that I took it out of the oven and put it on my windowsill. Next thing I know, it's gone.
Hmm. Interesting. A similar modus operandi to the disappearance of the Gatorberry surprise.
Huh?
Further evidence that a single party could be responsible for both acts.
Hmm, could be, but it could also be a coincidence.
Okay.
Now, Skink, did you happen to see anyone around your window before your pie disappeared?
You mean like lurking?
Exactly.
No. You know what? I did.
Hmm.
It was like 1:30 in the afternoon or something, and me and the guys had been in the kitchen all day. Cinnamon apple showcases, Gatorberry surprises, flywheel tartlets, you name it, we baked it.
Mm-hmm.
It was a madhouse. Right. Every minute, every second, every topping counts when you're on a deadline like this. And just when I put the cinnamon apple on the windowsill, that's when I saw a familiar runt outside. Hey, what are you sneaking around for, short stuff?
I didn't mean to sneak. Honest.
Yeah, Scooty? Well, then what's the big idea hanging around outside my window like that?
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
Save your sorries. We're busy. Go away.
Baking pies for the contest?
No, we're busy making a rocket fuel for our new rockets.
Whoa.
Yeah, we make rockets now. That's what we do.
Wow, we can smell it all the way down in my house. And rocket fuel sure smells good. Hey, can I ask you a question?
I'll make it snappy.
Do you need any help? I mean, I could work for you.
Forget it. Listen, Scooter, if me and the guys weren't so busy with all these pies, fuel, we'd pound you. But we've got a deadline here, so stop sneaking around.
Okay.
Stop bothering us, and stop sniffing our pie.
I
beat it. Come on, guys. Let's go. Get those flywheels going. Come on. We got a deadline here, boys.
And then what happened?
Well, what do you think? The runt hightailed it out of there.
You saw him leave?
Well, no. Not exactly. Look, we were up to our elbows in there. I can't afford to stare out the window all day.
But a few minutes later, your pie was missing.
That's exactly what I'm saying. Scooter stole my showcase, and if he stole mine, chances are he lifted the Gatorberry surprise too. So I'm asking myself, why aren't we doing a little hightailing of our own down to Scooter's place and giving him the pounding of his life?
Yeah, right, Skank.
Nobody's getting pounded. So no more of that kind of talk, understand?
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, I see that you do. Now, listening to Skink's story, I'm not convinced that Scooter stole the apple pie.
Cinnamon apple showcase.
Yeah, see, I knew you would come to your senses, Grandpa. It was Skink all along.
Hey.
Let's take him downtown for questioning. Book him, Lucille.
With what?
I don't know.
Hold it, Liz.
What?
I'm not convinced Skink took the Gatorberry surprise either.
Oh, come on.
I'm not convinced of anything yet, but I've got a set of hunches, and one of them being that Skink is partly right.
Ha! Skink? Right? Is that even possible?
Hey.
Partly right about what, Grandpa?
We need to talk to Scooter.
Grandpa Anoli led Liz, Lucille, Maury, and Skink down to Scooter's house.
So what's the plan here with Scooter, Grandpa? Is it the old good cop, bad cop routine?
Why don't I do the talking?
No.
That goes for all of you. No finger pointing, no accusations. Gonna handle this thing calmly, rationally, and politely. All right, everybody got that?
Yeah, I got it.
Good. Any questions before we go in?
Oh, I have a question.
All right, Maury, let's hear.
Why don't we just shorten the Pie Our Round Festival to PARF?
Oh.
Because PARF sounds too much like...
What?
Yeah, never mind. Follow me.
No, seriously,
Maury,
what?
Ring the bell.
Oh, okay.
Afternoon, Scooter.
Hi, Grandpa.
Hello.
Hey, Liz.
Hey, Scooter.
Hi, Maury.
Hi.
Skink.
How are you doing today?
I'm okay, I guess. was there something you wanted?
Well, I heard you were out asking if you could help make pies for the festival today with the Skink.
Well.
All right. Consolidated Conglomerated Incorporated.
Making rocket fuel.
Yeah.
You've been looking for work?
For the last couple couple of weeks, yeah. I just wanted to help my family, you know? Times have been kind of tough around here for us lately.
Give me a break.
Well, I understand. I'd imagine there are times when it's tough even to put food on the table. Would I be right, Scooter?
Oh, yes, sir.
Well, I'll tell you what. I know for a fact that the kitchen in Skink's house is a mess by now with all the rocket fuel they've made today.
Yeah.
So maybe you could help them clean up this afternoon as a payment for the pie you took.
Well, I didn't...
Scooter, there's an empty pie tin sitting right there on your table.
Hey, wait a minute. This is my pie... rocket fuel container, you little twerp!
Well,
anyway, I think cleaning up at Skink sounds fair, don't you?
Yeah.
And while we're at it, why don't you come by the farm tomorrow? There's work to be done there, and I could use a strong lad like you.
Really?
Really.
Oh.
Say, 7 a.m.?
I'll be there. Oh, thanks, Grandpa. And I'm sorry. To you too, Skink.
Not half as sorry as you're gonna be.
Oh,
Skink.
Okay. I'm just kidding. Don't worry about it, Scooty.
We'll see you tomorrow, Scooter.
Okay.
And you're welcome.
After saying goodbye to Scooter, Grandpa's troop began the walk back to Big Daddy-O's.
I can't believe it. I cannot believe it.
What, that Skink was telling the truth?
Well, I can't believe that either. But no, not that. Grandpa, how could you let Scooter off the hook like that?
Yeah, you let that little runt get away scot-free.
People don't hate a thief who steals to fill his empty stomach. But when he is caught, he must pay 7 times as much as he stole.
Say what?
That's from the Book of Proverbs.
Huh?
You can find it in chapter 6, verse 30, and it's an important point. What Scooter did was wrong, there's no question about that.
Oh yeah, but then why didn't you make him pay for
it? I did. Don't tell me you wanted to spend all afternoon cleaning up the kitchen.
Well, no. I mean, now me and the guys can catch the festival parade. I mean, the floats are supposed to be awesome this year.
Wowie kazowie, pie baking, floral arranging? It's a whole new side to the iguanas I've never seen before. Maybe I should join.
Oh, for crying out loud. Oh, maybe we'll just catch a flick and keep our street cred.
Yeah, whatever you decide to do, it's because Scooter's cleaning up after you. Like I said, stealing your pie was wrong. But he did it because his family was in need.
Well, so?
So, what's the greater wrong? Stealing a pie or ignoring those around us who are in such desperate need that they feel forced to steal a pie?
Wait a second. Are you saying this is our fault?
Hey.
Not the theft, no.
Right.
Scooter knew that what he was doing was wrong, and he's responsible for that. But his family's been in dire straits for some time now, and, well, I admit I haven't paid enough attention. None of us has.
No.
Now, that verse I just quoted doesn't say stealing is right. In fact, the Bible makes it perfectly clear stealing's wrong.
Yeah.
Just look up the 8th commandment. But the proverb does call into question our response. Understand?
Yeah.
He didn't really get away with it.
That's right, Lucille.
Hey, everything's here at kidscorner.net. Check out the Kids Corner activities page. There are all sorts of crafts, songs, and activities, all free for you to download and check out. This month, we're featuring the KC Bible Story coloring packets. There are 7 packets altogether. Each page tells the greatest stories of the Bible. Choose from 30 stories, spanning from creation through the history of the early church. Add some color to the Bible scenes and characters, and share the page with a friend. Then go to the Kids Corner Bible Stories page and listen to all the stories. Go to kidscorner.net. And click on the Activities button to find the KC Bible Story coloring packets. It's all free, so have fun from all your friends at Kids Corner.
In a small town like Tureen, nothing travels quite as fast as news. The crowd that assembled at Big Daddy-O's after the Gatorberry Pie napping was still there when Grandpa and the others arrived. But Grandpa wasn't too happy about it.
I was hoping to work with a slightly smaller audience.
Yeah, oh, they sure take their pie seriously.
Hold it down, everyone.
Okay.
Hold it down. Now then, we're all here to answer the question who swiped the Gatorberry pie from the north-facing windowsill of this very establishment. And if you'll allow me to be dramatic for a moment, the answer is someone in this room.
Hey, now, I already told you that I didn't do it.
So, I guess you finally found an angle for your story, huh, Lucille? This is going to be terrific.
Yeah, terrific.
You don't sound so sure.
Well, he hasn't finished yet.
Let's go over the list of suspects.
Okay.
Now, most of you probably blame Skink.
Yeah, everybody.
Nobody saw him at the time of the pie napping, and being the head baker for for Consolidated, Conglomerated, Incorporated, he claimed he was a victim of theft, too.
I was.
And as it turns out, he was telling the truth.
Yeah. Wow. I told you I was.
Every lizard here has an alibi. Except for one.
Wait!
I'm gonna stop right there and give that young lizard, in front of all these witnesses, a chance to come clean.
I told you it wasn't me.
Hey, what's everybody looking at me for? He already said it wasn't me.
It was me.
What are you talking about? Oh, come on. Grandpa, who was it really? Spike? Lacey?
Yeah.
Hey, I got it. Granny took the pie in some kind of conspiracy to win the contest.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
She's a criminal genius.
I heard that about her.
A mastermind.
Uh-huh.
Her diabolical schemes have a finger in every pie.
Liz, it was Lucille.
Huh?
Really? Lucille?
He's right, Liz. It was me.
How very uncharacteristic.
Lucille, how could you?
Yeah. Well, I've been walking around the festival all morning trying to find a story. I was starving, and there was my favorite pie right in the windowsill. But I didn't really steal anything.
What do you mean?
Really? Well, how do you figure?
Well, it was just one pie, Grandpa. Big Daddy-O's made over 100 pies today. Plus, they were only going to take one slice out of that pie, test it, and then go right back to make another one. So what is the big deal?
Oh, so you're saying that it doesn't really matter that you stole a pie from Big Daddy-O's because they had so many pies they'd never really notice. Is that it?
Yeah, sort of.
Makes sense to me.
Well, just like how it was all right for Scooter to steal from Skink.
Hey!
Because Skink picks on all of you and doesn't have the best reputation.
Oh, stop it. You're making me blush.
Yeah, I guess that doesn't make much sense, does it?
Rings pretty hollow, all right.
Yeah, I'm sorry, everyone. I didn't think I was really stealing. I guess I wasn't thinking at all. But I wasn't trying to hurt anybody, honest.
That's the tricky thing about sin. All of us have moments when we're just not thinking. We stop paying attention, and before you know it, we've gotten ourselves into trouble. And then we start making excuses.
Like Big Daddy-O's is making hundreds of pies today.
Exactly. It's easy to say that a big, successful enterprise like Big Daddy-O's will never miss this one pie. Or that another lizard you don't get along with or don't trust deserves whatever comes his way. It doesn't matter how big or how bad someone is. Stealing is stealing. And it's still wrong.
Granny, is there anything I can do to repay you?
Well, there's no way we'll make those 100 pies just standing around like this. We'll need serious help in the kitchen.
You got it.
Just one thing.
Yeah?
Don't eat any more of the profits, unless I say it's okay, that is.
Don't worry. If I eat any more pie, I'll just bust.
Well, then let's get to it. We got a festival to get started.
The eighth commandment, found in Exodus 20, verse 15, is do not steal. Everyone knows that stealing is wrong, so why make it a commandment? Well, Liz and his friends found out today, it's all too easy to slip, to forget ourselves, and to wind up doing something we shouldn't. When we refuse to steal, we show God how much we love Him, and we show others that we are followers of Jesus.
Hey, you know what? That's all the time we've got for today's Listen Friends.
Do you hear that?
Don't miss any of our shows.
It's fun.
Remember, we need to hear from you.
Oh, that makes me feel better.
Contact us at our website, kidscorner.net. That's kidscorner.net.
I can't believe it.
Remember, you can get all the KC stuff there.
How to get what?
Download stories, work through the Bible study, and get closer to God.
That was just what I needed.
And become one of God's children.
Do you hear that?
The KC website is for you.
Come on, don't you want to know what's going on?
Kidscorner.net. Everyone's waiting to hear from you.
I've been looking all over for you.
So do it now.
Good.
And follow Kids Corner throughout the week at facebook.com/kidscornerradio. Hey, thanks for listening, and don't miss our next show. See ya.
I'll see you later, Liz.
See you later.
Today's show was written by Bill Lawler. Liz and Friends is a production of Reframe Ministries.